Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Photos. Sudburyans check out new $30 million Place Des Arts building. The $30 million Place Des Arts building opened in downtown Sudbury April 29, and Sudburyans flocked to check out the building during open houses on Friday and Saturday. Following an inauguration ceremony and invitation-only reception Friday afternoon, the general public was invited to stroll through the building Friday night to enjoy art installations, performances and DJs. An event geared to families took place at the new Francophone Art Center Saturday, with a scavenger hunt, face painting, storytelling, construction games, clowns, art exhibits and more. The vision that has now come to fruition is that of the seven founding organizations: Carrefour Francophone, Centre Franco-Ontarien de Folklore, Galerie du Nouvel Ontario, Editions Prize de Parole, Nuit sur les Tongs, Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario and Salon du Livre du Grand Sudbury. Place Des Arts boasts an early childhood arts center, several creative spaces for youth, more than 10,000 square feet of office space, a black box-style multi-purpose studio for 120 people, a concert hall with 299 seats, and a contemporary art gallery and gift and bookshop. Check out our photo gallery here. Reinstatement of lake access in Skeid receives mixed reviews. The decision of City Council to reopen a boat launch in Skeid that offers access to Lake Wanapite is receiving mixed reviews from area residents and lake users this week. Area residents who lobbied for the unofficial boat launch to close are disappointed. Lake users who access the lake from the cul-de-sac at the end of Popor Road West, and lobbied for the site to reopen, are satisfied. A permanent solution via public consultation that factors in both sides has been delayed until next year, so there's no alternative, such as the potential creation of a new site nearby, for the time being. Read more here. Kyla Haming is Greater Sudbury's youngest ever poet laureate at the age of 28. Kyla Haming is Greater Sudbury's youngest ever poet laureate. That's pretty incredible to be selected as the youngest poet laureate, said Haming, speaking with Sudbury.com April 29 at a press conference where it was revealed she is Greater Sudbury's seventh poet laureate. I'm hoping that in itself will kind of open up the role to a whole new age demographic, and encourage younger people also to get involved and not have to wait, and write and love poetry as much as I did. Greater Sudbury's inaugural poet laureate, Roger Nash, who introduced Haming at the press conference, joked he's the city's oldest former poet laureate, while Haming is young enough to be his granddaughter. So you see how inclusive we are, he said. Read the full story. Saturday fire in Kathleen Street apartment building. Two people have been displaced after a fire in a seven-unit apartment building on Kathleen Street near Notre Dame Avenue early Saturday morning. Greater Sudbury Fire Services Deputy Chief Jesse Oshel said firefighters were called to the scene at 9:14 a.m. The fire had been extinguished as of shortly after 10 a.m. Kathleen Street was still closed as of just before 10 a.m. due to firefighting operations in the area. Oshel said the fire was relatively contained to one unit, and the occupants of that unit were out at the time of the incident. Learn more here. Laurentian University extends on-campus masking until mid-June. Laurentian University has announced it is maintaining its masking policy until the middle of June. Wearing face coverings on the Laurentian campus will continue to be required until the close of the spring first semester, June 12. This includes all guests at convocation, which runs May 31 to June 3. The university had previously announced it was pausing its COVID-19 vaccination policy as of May 1, and that change will be maintained. Through discussions with all levels of our campus community, including the Board of Governors, as well as with public health authorities and colleagues within Ontario's universities, we have determined that adapting our protocols is the best approach to ensuring the health and safety of our campus community, said an April 28 statement from Laurentian President Robert Hachet on Laurentian's website. I must also caution that these changes may be temporary, and could be reversed based on public health guidance. Learn more here. Wolves sign center Nathan Villeneuve, making him OHL's third overall draft pick. The Sudbury Wolves has announced that Nathan Villeneuve has committed to the hockey club. The 6-0, 183-pound center was selected by the Wolves Friday night, third overall, in the 2022 OHL priority selection. The Orleans Ant native signed a standard player agreement with the Wolves following an exciting first draft day. I am honored and humbled to be drafted by the Sudbury Wolves, said Villeneuve, in a press release. I am really looking forward to joining this historic franchise and am very excited to get started in Sudbury this fall. It's been my dream to play in the OL since I was young and I am really looking forward to meeting my new teammates and coaches. Villeneuve played the 2021-22 season for the Navan-Grads U18AAA where he notched 26 goals and 41 assists for 67 points through 30 games, while also adding 79 penalty minutes. Read more here. Despoty opens PC campaign headquarters in Sudbury. Sudbury's Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario candidate officially opened his campaign headquarters at 1764 Regent Street on April 28. In a media release issued after the opening, Marc Despoty is quoted as responding to the group of volunteers and supporters that flanked him. It's your belief in me that brought me into this race and that is driving this race. And it is your belief in me that will guide what I do as Sudbury's next PC member of Provincial Parliament, he said. In the release, it's noted that Despoty and his team have been knocking on doors and meeting constituents to hear what they have to say. Learn more here. Monday weather. Monday there will be periods of rain or drizzle. Fog patches dissipating in the morning. High of 11 CUV index 2 or low. Monday night will be cloudy with a low of 6 C.